Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z-Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood? Real hot and fresh. We the best. Dad, the music go off. What's up, y'all? What is going on, my people? What's up? Y'all know what time it is. It's time to keep it real hot, freaky fresh with me. But hey, me, I got some help. Where my help? Where the help? Oh, really? Really? Maybe they don't like being called the help. Miss Gigi, are you out there?
Obviously not, because we just keeping it real high and fresh with you. You ain't mention me.
Yes, I did too. Now, I was funny and call you the help.
Let me tell you, you can't keep it real hot or fresh without me. Remember that.
I know that. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, G?
How are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. How's your weekend so far, Z-Fly?
My weekend doesn't feel like a Memorial Day, but for the strange reason, like, for the past, I can't even remember how many years. Memorial, even though I like Memorial Day, it's never been a holiday that I celebrated. And even this year, I don't really have any plans. Like, tomorrow, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about, I mean, you know, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, even Labor Day, I have plans. But it seems like every time Labor Day rolls around, I don't seem to have, like, anything on my agenda. And I just have no, I don't know.
Well, maybe you just need to take this time to sit back and relax. This, you know, Memorial Day weekend, that holiday is the day for you to sit back, relax, reflect on all the soldiers and the troops that lost their lives fighting for us in this country, and, you know, just chill out. Maybe you don't need to go anywhere. Maybe you don't need to have any plans. Just chill out.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, obviously, so, because you know what I'm saying? Because everybody that's around me is going to be partying, drinking, you know, all that enough for me and some of everybody. Because, you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing, you know, just a lot of, you know, new faces here in the city. People are getting ready for tomorrow. Actually, probably just this weekend. You know what I'm saying? They've just been doing it big this weekend. So everybody, my thing is just be safe. Have a great Memorial Day. And do you. You know what I'm saying? How about you, Ms. Gigi? What are you doing this Memorial Day?
Well, I'm having my own private little barbecue. I have my burgers and things like that on my little grill and just celebrating with myself.
Well, that is what's
no
so
big,
everybody.
No big parties, no drinking, none of that. Just chilling out, having a little, you know, salmon burgers, little chicken. Nothing too big, nothing.
Now, but wait a minute, no drinking. You know what I'm saying? Now, I thought for sure you would at least have a few sangrias. You ain't drinking nothing.
Well, you know, Zifa, I really don't drink. I will have an occasional drink, but I mean, I don't deem the weekend and holidays reasons to drink. I will have a drink. I will, you know, have a toast, make, you know, have a little drink or whatever. But I'm not really a drinker. I don't really like the way alcohol makes you feel afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, I don't like how it sits on your stomach, and I'm not an alcohol drinker.
Well, you know what, we definitely want to know what are you all do for Memorial Day, so definitely call in, you know, just chat with us, let us know what your plans are on Memorial Day, or what have you already been doing to celebrate again. 646-200-3136. Again, that number is 646-200-3136. We want to hear from you. What are your Memorial Day plans, or what are you already been enjoying Memorial Day? And I also just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Everybody in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, hello, what's up, what's good? Definitely, you know, if you have anything to say, chat with us there. And, of course, you know, Twitter is open at Real Hot Fresh. And Facebook, facebook.com/RealHotFresh. But we really want to hear you tonight. So definitely call us in again, 646-200-3136. We have a very good show for you tonight. We have two very steamy topics that we're going to be discussing about, talking about relationships and, you know, women and men and, you know, all the big relationship stuff that goes on. On the show, we have an interview for you from a saxophonist. You know, we definitely bring their musicians here on the Real Hot Fresh Show. So keep it locked for that. That's coming up a little later. And, and then, of course, we got Miss You know, so anytime you got Miss Gigi in the show, you already know the show is something to just keep it locked. You know, what I'm saying, because it's just be hot. Miss Gigi is on the show. So that's
okay. Just make my show fabulous, all good.
So that's what's up. So everybody, so let's just get this show started. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and get into those. I so love to bring each and every week. All right, so actually this week I have two things I want to talk about. The first is for the women and the men. Basically, I just want to let you know to just remember in life is something to, you know, I look at life as a present, you know, from the Heavenly Father above. You know, it's definitely something to enjoy, something to embrace. You know, but then also your purpose in life, you know. I feel like that, you know, our purpose isn't to just make ourselves happy, you know what I'm saying, to do things that make us happy, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, us here, we're his children, if you believe not, you know, that's your own religious, whatever, background, but, however, put it this way, a high power has put us here, okay, and, you know, we're not here to serve each other, we're here to serve the media. We're not here to serve fashion and music and whatever love. We're here to serve a higher power, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, people that higher people be God. So we are here to serve a higher power. So just remember that a lot of the reason why I bring this up today is because a lot of controversy you know, currently in the world, and a lot of people feel like, you know, some people feel things are wrong, things are right, or whatever. But at the end of the day, remember, we're not here to put ourselves here. We have a purpose in life, and you know, a lot of people, they don't know their purpose in life. So sometimes you have to really find, you know, if you find out why you're here, what is your purpose in life? Because your purpose isn't to smoke or dance or rap or, you know, go to fabulous parties all the time, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more to life than that. So you really have to dig deep within to find out what your purpose is. And also, I want to talk tonight. It has been brought to my attention. It was very disturbing. You know, just last week, you know, we had celebrated involved with raising a lot of money. But a lot of times, there is actually a program. There could be programs about this elsewhere, but I know in USC there's a program called basically it helps people with HIV in it. So it helps provide them with a place to stay, you know, if you do have HIV. Now the disturbing thing that I have seen is a lot of times people who may be homeless, who have a living situation, and, you know, your living situation that went. A lot of people literally, you know, get HIV or AIDS just to have free housing. Now, to me, that's far-fetched. Now, whenever I say homeless, I don't mean, like, people homeless. You know, people who like, maybe came from the U.S. who didn't have the best plan, but now they're homeless. You know what I'm saying? So now, like, okay, where am I going to stay? But, you know what I'm saying? Well, getting HIV is an option, you know, that way I have a nice house. That's kind of twisted. I think if you have that, you know what I'm saying, low self-esteem like that, if you get a disease that will, you know, kill you, then you have low self-esteem and you really need to look inside yourself. And the reason why I say males is because it's been more a case of males doing this, you know. So my thing is, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people want to come to you if they didn't like it, but if you have to infect yourself with HIV or AIDS just to live here, yeah, you have time to go back, you know, to a place where you can afford our trail. So my thing is, something you don't want to be, I mean, we want to be is busting seats free, you know what I'm saying? So thanks, like, just to be for yourself, just to say, oh, I'm living in New York City in a nice place or whatever. Really thank people, okay? I thought that's the truth, but this was take it. I'll leave it. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and get the show crossing. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in, for listening. We have a very special show. We have a topic that's on next, and we're talking about. Now, are we the reason why a lot of relationships go south? Now, you know Miss Gigi. She has a lot to say about it. We're going to talk about that. But right now, we're going to get into some TLC. They're telling us the No Scrubs, FLY Radio. Enjoy. Be right back.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, if also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
I'm mama. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you have a shorty but you don't show love, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one.
Never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the G's to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. Can't forget to focus on the picture in front of me. Do it clear as DVD or digital TV screen. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. That's your vernacular, and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect that position from your friend's expedition. Mister, if you really wanna know.
That's right, no scrubs, no scrubs, no scrubs. TSU telling you about the no scrubs, that's right. Lisa Left Eye Lopez, you know, if she was still living today, she actually would have been 41 years old. So today is her birthday. So, you know, shout out to her family and everybody that loves her. All right, y'all. So, welcome back to the show. You are keeping it real hot and fresh with the that's FLY Radio in your ear. Because this is how we do. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. So, once again, just want to give you that number, 646-200-3136. Again, 646-200-3136.
I know. It's one of them days.
Just one of them days. Oh, my bad. Wait. All right, y'all. So welcome to the show. All right, so as y'all know, authenticity is major. It's really major, you know what I'm saying, to be yourself, to know who you are, and to just be real, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, in relationships, people are just not real. You know, people are just not authentic. You know, people, they're not who they are. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times that could come from many different reasons. But tonight we're going to be talking about, in relationships, could females be the reason why males, you know what I'm saying, may not be as authentic, or, and also could females be the reason why, you know, a lot of relationships go south. You know what I'm saying? Now, before I even get into that, Miss Gigi, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm like, what'd you just say? be the reason for what?
That's right. Okay, now, let me explain. Now, the reason I see now, also, remember, you know, these topics that we just say, real see, and concerns, and these are things that they want to hear. So, also, some of you also may, you know, feel whatever. So here, but the point is now what I mean by this is a lot of times, you know, females may expect too much from guys. For example, like, you know, like a lot of times, you know, females, they want the guys to be in charge and to be the head and to lead and open the door and blah 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 blah. But you know, a lot of times, let's just face it, a lot of times that's just not in a lot of guys. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? You know how, whenever you're getting to know someone, you know, oh, well, this is what I like and all this. Whenever a person hears this, it's like, you know, they think they already know if they can measure up or not. But then, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they really like you, they may try to measure up, but it's only going to last for so long. So, like, my thing, you know, do people put too much pressure on guys, you know, don't want them to be this
G. First of all, a woman should never be in a relationship with someone for something that they can do for them, ever. A woman should always be able to do anything and everything by herself without a man.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, you know, us expecting too much from a man, I mean, damn, is it too much to ask you to have a job and not try to live off me and not have me paying your cell phone and no, you can't borrow my car and damn, you don't even have a license and you want to borrow my car. So it's like, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect men, but, you know, no, we don't, me personally, I don't expect too much from a man. I don't, because I like to wear the pants. If you don't mind.
Mm.
I like to be, you know, exactly. I would rather know that I can do for myself that if he decided today or tomorrow to turn around and walk out that door, that I don't need him for his finance. The only thing that I would be missing from him is his love. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship with someone, it should be for, you know, compassion, love, friendship, things like that, not for needs and things that you want. So...
Mm.
I don't know. That's just my opinion on it. I would never be in a relationship with anybody for something that they could do for me. Because what happens once they stop doing that for you? You on your own. So I'd rather be on my own from jump.
Exactly. Now, just to go back to something that you said, point of view of the guys, you know, Jamie Foxx, Neo, and Fabulous said it best, you know what I'm saying? Like, independent woman, she has her own. Now, you were saying, you know, it's to ask. To ask a guy to have a job or have a car, or have this and third. Then again, you know, how about guys? See, like, to me, like the current today guy, they want women to have that. You know, I said some of them do. You know, some women. I mean, some guys are tired of the women asking. You know, can I have a job, or I mean, I have a job. You know, can I have some money? Or you know, job or women who looking for. Well, kind of like what you just kind of said. You know, who may be looking for a guy. To take care of them, you know what I'm saying? But like, how do you like guys? They want women to have their own these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the new age guys don't want to.
They should. If I was a man, I wouldn't date a woman that didn't have anything that you know wasn't her own. I wouldn't mm-hmm. want to date any woman with no standards, morals, just living off a man. Like, if I was a man, I wouldn't want to date a woman like that. I would want to date a woman that, you know, definitely knows how to use her head, has brain, you know, use her skills and works and makes her own money. Somebody who invests in herself, takes care of herself. Like, if I was a man, I definitely wouldn't want a woman that didn't have anything.
Right, exactly. And you know, and they also like. But it makes me think of one of my good friends who's a female, and she's dating this guy right now, and you know, like she was telling me, you know, like how romantic he is and how, you know, like he does all these things that, you know, a lot of women look for, like, you know, romance, and he takes her out, he calls her. But then the thing about it was, you know,
that's funny. You just said, I'm sorry, I had to laugh. You said he does all the things a woman, you know, he takes out, he calls her. Damn, that's sad. When a man don't call you, listen, he's just not into you.
You know,
if he ain't calling you, boo, you got to keep calling and texting. Check it out. Let him go. Leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not that into you.
Okay. But like, the thing about it was, though, see, even though he did all of the things that, like, a lot of women would look for, you know, she was kind of concerned about one thing, and that was his sex game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything, so y'all don't know who she is, no way. But anyway, the point is, they didn't have sex, but you know, like they did, you know, cuddle or foreplay or whatever. But then she was worried about, you know, I guess the size of him. So my thing was, you know, that she got like this great guy treating her, but now she's worried about his performance, I guess. So my thing is, like, you know, that could be a way of pushing him away. You know, it's like she just wants 10, basically. You know, she was a perfect man.
Wow, okay. Well, now, I can see you being with a man for him being able to do that for you. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, if you're not romantically connected, if you're not feeling him in the bedroom, and if size matters, then just because he's treating you nice and he's doing everything else, I mean, you don't you want the whole package?
I mean, you know,
I know she wants the whole package.
She does, okay, literally. But you know, like, but like a lot, but see, but like that could be a way to push men. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, it's for some men, they could look like, well, what, you know, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you that, I'm shattering you. What more do you want? You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm not a certain size that you're used to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't you work with this? So, see, a lot of men could get just turned off. You know what I'm saying? Like, F you, I don't need you, you know what I'm
saying? Well, so, how about if, you know, maybe the table should turn? What if she wasn't the size he wanted her to be?
Well, you know what?
I mean, he's already doing everything else for you. What?
But you know what?
Take care of yourself.
That's right. But you know what, though? But then again, we already know how that story goes. We see it every day. You know, men are up front with what they want. You know, they already tell you they want the big booties and the big boobs and the thick thighs. So they already tell you, so you can't come with that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, a lot of times, you women, yes, right, you women, y'all could be very, you know, y'all don't, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't be as, I guess I wouldn't whenever it comes to sexual.
Evasive. You very there evasive you about this issue. All right, that may be true. A lot of women, you know, a lot of women do keep their sexual preferences to themselves. They do, they, you know, they only discuss certain things like that with their closest girlfriends or,
right,
you know, but the person they need to be talking to
is the,
is the person they're sleeping with. Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is. You know, a lot of women are not comfortable with telling him, man, listen, that wasn't fun, or that didn't hit me right.
You know, right, and then, you know,
they would rather
like,
tell their friends.
I know, and then the funny thing is, like, to me, that gets me, like, why would women, you know what I'm saying, be afraid to tell them? Because men don't have no problem telling y'all when y'all are bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's my thing, like, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, y'all tell us what y'all think. Call us in, let us know. Do you think that women push men away from relationships by spending too much? Let us know. 646-200-3136. We definitely want to know from you. 646-200-3136. But right now, we're all going to take a little break. And when we get back, I got that drunk off the juice for you, so you won't believe what little Tunchi, I guess, a new name. It's about Pusha T. I got it here for you on the Real Hot Fresh Show. Keep it locked, because I'm definitely going to keep it hot. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. On the cover of your vibe, double X sounds and sauces. the notorious. See everything still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, rap to flow, steal them, cats to know, pack your flow, that's for sure. Bottles to pop, joints to rock, play the background, handle my shot, holding my Glock, money to get, cars to flip, bars to sit at and sip cognac with juice and drip, hoes to see, make sure they knowin' it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop, gotta love it, place nothing above it, it's on like that. Don't believe we ain't going like that, we're always gonna be here, we there, every mother.
If you don't know it or not, you know, Pusha T, he's actually, you know, coming out with a few new things. He got, you know, his new music compilation coming out, and he also has, like, I believe, an forthcoming, you know, album that's coming out. But Lil Wayne's definitely happy about it. Now, Pusha T, I think it's called Sadist 23, like, one, you know, talking about the Bible, whatever, or referring to the Bible. But don't you hear a lot to say? Basically, on Twitter, he just said F Pusha T and anybody that loves him. So that was his feelings on Pusha T and anybody that loves him. So obviously, this new project that he's working on, Pusha T's working on, Lil Wayne ain't feeling. So that's basically, you know, what's going on with that. So I'm pretty sure that's gonna cause a lot of ruckus. So we're just gonna, you know, see what goes on with that. All right. Now speaking of the Young Money crew, Nicki Minaj, and she kind of actually talked about how her song Moment for Life came about. You know what I'm saying? It actually came, she was actually inspired by Irv Gotti, to make that song. Basically, Irv Gotti was just telling her about, whenever you make this album, just enjoy, you know, the moment you're in. Because he was like, you know, you'll never be a new girl on the scene again. You know what I'm saying? You know, my mom is going to last. So just get all in and just enjoy. So, you know, one day, Nicki Minaj, she's in the studio, right? She hears the track, and she just starts singing the Mama Life chorus. And that's basically, you know, how it kind of came about. You know what I'm saying? She basically said, you know, she really thinks for her, right? Giving her the wisdom to do it. So, that's, you know, like, that was pretty important. All right, y'all, now look. Y'all know that Usher, he's still battling, you know, his imposter on this trial. Now, new evidence has come. Now, you know what I'm saying? Basically, Usher is, you know, he definitely loves the women, as they say. And so basically what came up is Tamika's he has talked about how whenever, you know, Usher, you know, he would kind of have, you know, sexual relations or whatever with the nannies or the bridesmaids. One of his bridesmaids had such a relationship with her. Now they're kind of through a monkey wrench, you know, in the city battle. So we're gonna see what's going on with that. My thing is with Usher, though, you know, see that's why you know a lot of guys, you know, y'all be thinking that, you know what I'm saying, it's you look manly or cute, how sex addict you are, how many women you can get and how many you have. But see, then in cases like this, you try to get custody of your children, it comes to bite you. You know what I'm saying? Because now it really ain't helping Usher too good. It's looking like a sex crazed maniac. You know what I'm saying? Cause he, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you got to really be careful on what you put out. All right. Speaking of lifestyle, now, Kendrick Lamar, you know, many of y'all may know him, but, you know, a lot of rappers, definitely rappers, they're becoming very vocal on the LGBT rights. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of, you know, gay, lesbian people, individuals are trying to get married, get, you know, gay rights, whatever. But Kendrick Lamar, he had a lot to say. Basically, you know, surrounding the marriage equality and gay rights. You know, Lamar says that people should be allowed to live their lives and without persecution of being, you know, scrutinized or anything like that. He said, you know, it's crazy. He talked about people doing what we got to do. As long as, you know, it doesn't affect him or anything, he said, you know, people, they are individuals and they have, you know, their own world and they and nobody can't knock it. He said he believes in Jesus because if you don't believe in Jesus, no, he said, I cannot. Right. But basically what I'm saying is, you know, he believes in Jesus and he just said that if you believe in Jesus, you won't be judging. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So, all right. Pick up the cane a little more. Now, have y'all heard about John Legend? Have y'all heard about him? Well, John Legend, he has to defend his girlfriend, model Kenjin. She received a tidal wave of hate from Chris Brown fans after she dared to tweet a critical comment about the R&B singer during the Billboard Awards. Now, basically what happened was the Brown had a performance at the show, and she tweeted, you know, saying things like that was lip syncing. Let me tell y'all, I better leave these people alone. Now, these people really look like Chris Brown. Nah, y'all better leave them alone because y'all tweet bad things. These people have a Twitter army will just bury you. So basically, you know, she's have comments, you know, from people saying, kill yourself, you a stupid hoe, you a gold digging cunt with the feet in the front. Yeah. And they was like, get an effing job. And, you know, they're saying all kinds of stuff. So, basically, you know, John Legend, he has, you know, come to his girlfriend's defense. And he just, you know, he don't think that, you know, that between things that, you know, he actually said, is this pointless, nor anyone else who's been criticized a performance. You know, so, basically, he was saying that, you know, anybody who's criticized a performance, I mean, well, anybody who's criticizing her for, you know, criticizing his performance is silly. You know, she has the right to say what she want to say, but they call all kinds of names. They call her B. They say she ain't got no job. They say she ain't nobody. They want to, I ain't said nothing about nobody. You know, y'all about to kill me. You know, I'm just trying to live. Okay? All right, so also now, speaking of performance with Trina, she was supposed to do a performance that she did not show. That's right. Star Legend calls a concert promoter thousands of dollars after she failed to appear at a performance in St. Louis. Now, what's an agent, which, you know, she's a promoter, that she was out to perform at an Imperial Palace in St. Louis on May 19th. Now, $7,000 ain't a lot to be performing. I mean, I was just saying. But anyway, but Trina never canceled in writing, so the promoter thought the booking was still set. So Trina never showed up for a show. Okay, now the promoter is planning Trina for $16,000. Now, here's my thing on this. You know what I'm saying? You know, Trina, you know, she says she's the baddest itch, but ain't nobody heard from her in a while. My thing is, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to come back up, Trina, you really have to make performances. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on top. You know what I'm saying? You can't be not showing up. Because that's making people see you like, is she serious? I don't know. Y'all tell me what y'all think. 646-200-3136. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all three, you know, anything y'all heard about this drink off the juice, let me know. But I hope y'all feeling good, because guess what? That's it for this week. All right, y'all. This is the FLY Radio Network in your ear. Up next, we got now we're going to get into some Rashida. Also, be sure to watch, speaking of Rashida, some of you may know that we had an interview with her this year. I think it was back in January, I believe. But I'm sure to check out Love and Hip Hop because
February. February 12th.
Oh, thanks on it, for real. Well, everybody, be sure to check out Love and Hip Hop this season. Why? Because your girl Rashida. on it. That's
Al.
Right.
I'm Can't
saying.
Wait.
Also, keep it hot because we got coming up for you. Top of the hour, we have an interview. That's the phone. It's Curtis Haywood. He, right now, sent through some racks on racks by that girl, Rashida.
B-B-M-3. Racks on racks on racks. Racks on racks on racks. I got racks on racks on racks. Yeah, she got racks on racks on racks. The price tags ain't no joke. But I buy whatever I want. All they nigga wanna do is poke. They roll and then they smoke. All I want is them pesos. Or leave me the hell alone. At the top where I belong. If you own, sing this song. My town, and the Jeep without no dough. Color match on 24. Got a nigga who trick on clothes. Keep my neck and wrist on froze. Your butt be on rock rock. When I make that ass drop, I'm a ride to stay on top. I go hard and don't stop. So I'm rolling on them pills. So I'm leaning on that drink. I'm addicted to that money. So I'm rolling to the bank. Gotta keep that hair on deck. Gotta buy the latest bag. Hit them all that chance I get. I love popping tags. I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm gone on that Patron. You can smell that loud blonde. He said, please turn up this song.
Thank you.
Keep it locked, This is your boy Z Fly. You are keeping it real hot and fresh on FLY Radio. Right now, we're about to get into some jam. You know what I'm saying? Whenever it's my one thing you must have is some hot music. All right, so let's just get popping. Let's go, y'all.
Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby yeah. on the scene. I used to have the tray deuce and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in axe and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at.
Yeah.
And can I bring my? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause this is a mess. It don't take nothing but fronting for me to start something. Bugging and bucking it like I was duck hunting. Dumbing out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is
the rock away. Still dancing, pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back,
Brooklyn.
Lean back,
uptown.
Lean back,
Queensbridge.
Lean back,
bro.
I said my
bro,
still dancing, pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back.
My man say that I knew from the project. Said he had beef, asked me if I had my piece. Sure do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roaming Strom, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, ho hopping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Wanna front, who got your back?
Biggie.
Wanna flex, who got the
Biggie?
It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser.
Yeah.
You're scared, you're supposed to. I toast you, put fear in your heart. Duck the party before it even starts. Is he drunk? Over Henny and Skunk? Or some brand new being? He's speeding down punk.
Yeah. Still dancing, fill up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back,
Brooklyn.
Lean back,
uptown.
Lean back,
Queensbridge.
Lean back,
come on.
I said my
dog
still dancing, fill up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
In the back looking righteous, in the tight dress, I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101, how to tote a cop, and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation, blunts in rotation, my man Big Jock got the in his waist and we're smoking, drinking, got the thinking, if money smell bad then it's biggest stinking, is it my charm, I got the beating out my palm, she grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm, I'm hitting skins again, rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken, the loke out, a kid got choked out, blows were stoned, and a fight broke out. Can we just all get along so I can put hickeys on a chest like little Sean? That's
still dancing, pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back,
Brooklyn.
Lean back,
uptown.
Lean back,
Queensbridge.
Lean back,
come on. Bro,
I said my
dog
still dancing, pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back.
To the dance floor. This is the remix. Hey, yo, Ryan, you a fool for this one, man. I know y'all feel it's getting hot out there. Next selection, Bad Boys to Empire.
Been a minute, back up in it, about to lean on it. The thuggin', they love it when I do my thing on it. The ringleader, the head honch, what you want? These dudes couldn't save half of what I flunk. I'm a terror, NY forever.
New York.
Been around the world, I'm New York wherever.
Yeah.
I shut it down like the gates was closed. He's the who's who's or what are you on now, who knows? Iller than Illinois, the Bad Boys. Keep a couple of toys and I'm back to fill a void. So much swag, cause the style of runway. The game will pick up whatever I'm done with. Step ahead and I'm sitting on paper. A mogul with street cred of a gangster. So how you want it, you can get it, cause I got it. I ride around with your life in my pocket.
You've been waiting so long, I'm here to answer your call.
It's the remix.
I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at
all. It's the remix.
I've been so
her name
busy,
is Cassie.
But I've been thinking about
hey, yo, take a clap from the top. Take a clap from the top right now.
33 years old,
with 30 children and 11 baby mothers. What is this world coming to? And on to other news. Trayvon's parents speak against violence. The parents of slain Florida teenager Trayvon Martin says there must be an end to senseless gun violence. The Chicago Sun-Times reportedly spoke with her publicly Saturday in Chicago with Reverend Jesse Jackson and family members of the murdered victim in Chicago area. Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, says since Martin can't speak for himself, she has to help the community and other parents. This way, she has spoken recently at a Maryland church and has started the Justice for Trayvon Foundation. The shooting on February 26th of the 17-year-old sparked a nation outcry. On to other news, a video uploaded to the internet by terminally ill 17-year-old has been watched by more than a million people around the world. Australian Sean Wilson Miller's video was originally intended for his friends to tell them he was dying after his body rejected a second heart transplant, but a glitch uploaded the video to YouTube instead. Sean Wilson Miller passed away Saturday just a week after posting his emotional final goodbye. He says, "I won't be here as long as I thought. This has been an awesome ride, and I have no regrets. Live life to the fullest because you never know what's going to happen." So I'm Miss Gigi, and that was my NNO. And in the words of Sean Wilson Miller, live life to the fullest because you never know what's going to happen. Rest in peace, Sean. Z-Fly, it's on you, baby.
Wow, that was a really wow. Something to know for real. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to keep the topic fresh about homeboy with 30 kids and 11 different mothers. Like, where's the vasectomy doctors?
I know, like. In this day and age, 30 kids, 11 baby mamas, like.
And you only make a minimum wage in Tennessee where you live, which is $7 and I believe 25 cents or something like that, which averages out by $290 a week, and you have 30 kids.
Yeah, and then I would almost bet that he's not really. As far as there, he's not really there for them. You know, he just has enough. The mama's just taking care of him, basically. I mean,
right, because we all know that $1.49 a month per mother is not helping at all. I mean, she can't, nowadays in this economy, she can't even buy a loaf of bread with that. So, either, I don't know who's going to help and step in and raise those kids, but it's up to Tennessee's community to step in and help those mothers out, seriously. Or, like, he's asking for the judge to be just a little bit more lenient. And I guess, I don't know, like, I couldn't even imagine being in that situation or even dealing with a man who had more than five kids. Some women. Well, anyway, that was my in the know, and I thought you should know, and I'm glad you know now.
Okay. And then we definitely now know. Just to go to the phone lines, not the phone lines, but actually, you know what I'm saying, via Skype. We have a chatter or a listener who commented on our topic about, you know, do men push men away by expecting too much? And we have Sharon Barnes. She said, "Men shall worship and respect." Oh, really? Oh, really? Okay. All right, Sharon Barnes. All right, so there you have Sharon Barnes, men respect and worship women. One at a time. My fault. All right.
Don't make me come off my queendom.
Uh oh. Don't do that. All right, so let's.
Look, can I give a shout out? I want to.
Yeah.
Look, I've never done this. I want to shout out one of my girlfriends who invited me to a cookout today. Shout out to Sissy and her family. I'm sure that they're having a really, really good time. But you know, work first. Money first.
All right, let's keep this show moving. Let's get it on you. You know, we have an interview tonight, and tonight we are talking about the music. Now, as y'all know, we bring all kinds of people on the show. You know, some musicians from actor to whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? If you can do it, then we got you on fresh. You know what I'm saying? So tonight we're actually talking to a saxophonist by the name of Curtis Haywood. Now, he has a lot of achievements. He has a lot of accomplishments, and he has done a lot. You know, so y'all just won't believe this story. Let's just get into his story, shall we? So, let's go ahead and welcome to the show. That's our phone. It's Curtis Haywood. Is keeping it raw and fresh.
Hello, Mr. Haywood.
Hello. Can you guys?
Huh?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we definitely hear you. And guess what? You know, I'm like in wild right now. Like, I feel like I'm, you know, that we're about to interview with a, it's almost like a musician legend right now. On the edge of my seat. I mean, on the edge of my seat with this interview.
Forgive me, you're breaking up.
Uh-oh.
With somebody at a cookout. Sounds like somebody's at a family gathering.
Yeah, I'm trying to acquire the spot. I just finished.
Uh-oh. And we actually just lost Curtis. Everybody, just hang on with it. Hopefully, he can find a spot that we can actually hear him from. So, with Curtis, definitely continue. So, in the meantime, let's just get into some of the calls back. Let's get into some TV. That's how we are.
For TV and the streets where she keeps it true, but she's a bad girl, keep it gangster. Then she sleeps sweet with you, and wherever she goes, I know she gon' handle business and she gon' lay low. But I'ma be your witness, I get down with the witness.
How many times must I tell y'all niggas ain't no fucking for free? They keep it real and pay my bills if you want next to me. I got my mind on prestigious mission, so pay attention, so pay your bills. I only feel.
Alright, y'all, there you go. That's Two Streets for TV, a little bit of that. I guess back on the show. So let's welcome back to the show, Curtis Haywood. Can you hear us, Curtis?
Thank you.
No, thank
How's
you.
How's everybody doing?
You know what?
We are good. How are you? I'm sure you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. Sorry to interrupt you with this interview.
No, it came right at the at the end of an event, so it was perfect timing.
Okay,
so,
great. Well, we're definitely so happy and you know, very happy to have you on the show. Now, you know, now accomplishments that you have, you know, so much love and commitment for what you do, so many differences, you know, of your work for people. Now your love for music, you know, an awful saxophone was also noted, you know, kind of at a start, you know, by your teachers and fellow students at on your graduate school. Now, what was actually that their eyes about you and your music or your love for music?
Let me just make sure I understand your question. Are you talking about who influenced me from the beginning?
Well, actually, you know, I was just talking about your teachers and your students who, you know, like your music and you, you know, you at a very early stage. You know, what was it about you and, you know, the music actually, you know, caught the eye? Like, what were you,
well,
were you playing?
It was my first, if you want to say, teacher or my guider, in terms of guidance, was my dad. My dad really, basically, I have music in my family, and I studied music with my dad, and he really guided me. We took lessons together, and when I was growing up, so I'm very, very thankful to have had a father and for him to have set that example for me. And, you know, it really set the stage for where I'm at. I hope I'm answering your question.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, you actually are. Right, and you, that's really good. You know, a lot of people, they don't have, you know, that motivation, you know, from by their parents or just somebody that's very influential in their life. So,
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I understand that you play the saxophone, right? But it said you started out playing the trumpet. Is it true that you started, that was your first instrument you played was the trumpet?
Yes. Somewhere between first and second grade, I actually started on trumpet, and then I went to drums, and then I ended up on saxophone.
Oh, okay. So those are the only three instruments you play?
No, I play clarinet, flute, and for writing songs, you know, I play piano in terms of being able to get my songs out. I'm not an accomplished piano player, but those are the other instruments that I play.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so 2008, you know, you had your album. What was the name of your album?
This particular album that's out is self-titled. It's Curtis Haywood. It's my first self-titled solo album. I recorded previously with a group called Joshua back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now, being that you are a saxophonist / musician, now what type of feel can a person expect, you know, whenever they listen to your music?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up in the middle of that. Could you please repeat that?
Sure, Ken. I'm sorry. I would have, you know, what type of feel can they expect whenever they listen to a Haywood album?
The album was specifically written for radio. It is a very smooth jazz. It has gotten, you know, national radio play, and on the internet, it's gotten international radio. So it was definitely specifically targeted for the smooth jazz market, and that's the market where I belong, where I'm pushing to be and to thrive and to do my thing.
That's so. People definitely, you know, are becoming a lot of jazz lovers. Me myself, you know what I'm saying? I've heard a few, you know, jazz. Hey, wow, this is really relaxing. So let's just check out what Curtis Haywood is putting down. All right, by Brooklyn. Selection by Curtis Haywood. This song is called Anytime. anytime. I know that's right. All right, y'all. Those are the sound of Curtis Haywood. Now, Curtis, now, is the saxophone an instrument that takes a while to learn?
Yes, the saxophone, especially at the beginning, is definitely a challenging instrument. It'll definitely get you in shape in terms of your cardiovascular, and it requires hundreds, if not thousands, of years, of hours of practice over a span of many years.
Wow. Now, who were some of, now we talked about, you know, a few years, you know, how your dad was a, you know, influence on your music, but who were some of your musical influences?
Well, yeah. Now in terms of talking about music, the first person was actually my namesake, King Curtis. If you look far enough back, there's a song called Soul Serenade. You should definitely look it up and check it out. King Curtis was definitely, I played his music over and over. You want to talk about warped albums at the time. And then Grover Washington Jr., which is a little bit more current, you know, rest in peace. And then after Grover Washington, David Sanborn clearly had a very strong influence. Those three were like really the foundation of how I formed my sound, just the passion that they play with, and the soul is just down and gritty, just to keep
all
it
right.
real.
I love it.
He said Grover Washington, yeah, that's down and gritty right there.
It's just, it doesn't get any more grittier than that.
Now, I know that you are from a West Indian background, but may I ask which part of the West Indies?
My parents are
which
from
Barbados. Which part are you from? Barbados?
Yeah, both my mom and dad are from Barbados.
Okay, so there's very strict growing up, very strict parenting growing up. They'm sure they had a hold on you, and you had certain times where you had to practice your saxophone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that comes right back to my dad. You know, he made sure. You know, one thing, when you naturally have a gift, you excel at it, and then there's kind of the tendency not to put the work in because you're good at it, and it kind of goes to your head because you're naturally gifted, and this goes with anything. But there's, you know, there's something that I was taught by one of my mentors is that everybody's given a natural gift, but it's up to the individual to turn that into a skill, a marketable skill. And there's a difference when someone has the natural raw talent, but then you have to turn it into a marketable skill.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to reiterate that requires practice and hard work.
It really does. Now, Curtis, now, you have, you know, made your presence on international and national radio. Now, where do you think that you receive the most love, international or national radio?
Actually, internet radio, quite frankly. I'm serious. Since, especially for smooth jazz, since terrestrial radio has what I've been called, there's been a genocide committed on smooth jazz terrestrial radio. The internet radio has just been like sitting there saying, come on, just send it over. And it's so much easier to get love on internet radio. They're just waiting for you. Just all I have to do is send an MP3 and then boom, I'm on. So it's
right.
And you know, because it's 24 hours, it's nonstop. It's just a wide open. So I actually had to kind of change my thinking because I was hurting for a minute when smooth jazz radio, especially in New York, you know, CD 101 got pulled, and then nationwide smooth jazz radio just got murdered and just got pulled and pulled. So many stations have gotten pulled. And then internet radio was just on the rise. And then I said, wait a minute, for an indie artist, that's a gold mine. You know, you know, I don't have to be scratching, you know, scratching at the door to get on. So, quite frankly, it's been internet radio that's given me the most love.
Y'all hear that? Internet radio, you hear that?
I'm serious. I am serious.
No, so like just going back a little, I believe in high school you were chosen out of 5,000 to attend a prestigious New York High School of Performing Arts. Now, what exactly was the criteria, you know, being chosen? You won out of, you know, 4,999 other people. What was that actually got chosen? You know.
Well, I mean, as everything, you know, most are artistic places, you have to take an audition, you have to read music, and you have to play one of their songs, and then you have to play one of your songs. I can't remember what song I played. It was probably a Grover Washington song. I probably did something like Mr. Magic or, you know, Grover did a Michael Jackson song, Can't Help It. I might have did one of those. But again, you know, I'm a showmanship. I like to put on a show. Please definitely YouTube and see some of the stuff I've done, you know, at some jazz festivals. And I think it's been a minute, but I think it was just the passion that I have. I didn't just walk up there stiff and just kind of, you know, play the notes.
Exactly. Okay, let's see. We think we may have a caller. Let me see. We have a caller and a private call. Hello?
Is it
private
a caller or a listener?
I don't know, but they hung up. We have a caller 704 area code. Can you hear us? 704. Okay.
I hear something. I hear some background noise.
I do too. They may just want to listen. So call if you just want to listen. Then okay, I'll just keep you on the line. All right, but right now we are going to get to another selection by Curtis Haywood. So this right here is called Springtime, and you know what? That's exactly what we need because this is so. Here goes Springtime by Curtis Haywood. tell you one thing. The saxophone is really amazing. I mean, I could really...
I mean, honestly, I could really fall asleep. You know, I was
talking
before
that,
I could just sleep on the saxophone.
Right now, if you're just not tuning in, we're interviewing Curtis Haywood, and that was springtime. Now, Curtis, now, you are doing some of it all. Tell us a little bit about your charity. We got some background. But it,
yeah. He got some family members in the background. You know how cool.
Yeah. But
no. Actually, I'm still.
Who took the last burger off the grill?
No. More like some oxtail and curry chicken.
Sounds good.
No, actually, while y'all are playing the songs, I'm still trying to break down my equipment so I can get out of this place. But no, to answer your question, in terms of charity, if you get to listen to the rest of my album, there's a song. Yes, it is. Sorry about that. Why did I even answer that? There's another song called Rain Song, and I wrote that song. Specifically, I mean, it evolved. The song ended up basically a prayer for Ethiopia. I have a heart for Africa. And I partner with Feed the Children. And there's another company called Self-Help Africa. And Self-Help Africa, they do more than just what Feed the Children does in terms of going in and feed people. They help people. They help communities set up irrigation systems, water wells, and actual gainful employment in these towns. So when they leave, they don't have to feed people. People can feed themselves. And there's a parable that says, "You feed a man once, you'll be feeding him for the rest of your life. But if you feed, if you teach him how to feed himself, he will be able to be independent and feed himself." So what I do is I take proceeds from the album sales and I donate to both these organizations. And I've also recently partnered with another company called Community to Community. And I'm slated to go to Haiti in August after the earthquake. This organization was birthed to help Haiti. Mm-hmm. And I've played in their fundraising concerts at the Apollo Theater in New York, and I'm slated to go down to Haiti in August, and I'm looking to get sponsorship to send down instruments so I can actually set up a school down there, set up a music department in the school that's down there. So I let people know when you do purchase the album, you're not just purchasing music. You are truly helping other people, survive, helping me help other people.
You know, now that's what I love. That's one thing I love about this show. It's having people who are helping people. You know, you have been truly blessed, and here you are blessing others and trying to help others. I mean, you know, that is all about. That's what it's all about. I mean, and I'll let much. Why?
Yeah, it's you know, there's not a greater feeling than when you finish helping someone else. There's it goes more than just you know, just helping somebody. There's serious gratification out of when you are able to successfully help somebody and see them on their way.
Mhm. That's very true. All right, y'all. So, also, just to give you a little bit more about Curtis Haywood, he has performed on stage, or you know, as the same bill as Harold Melvin Blues and the Tempt View. He had Blackness and the Noel Pointer Band in concert with Dave Valentine. Now, Curtis, also too, and you, we have a connection because you also done some work with Melissa Morgan. And I've actually had the privilege to, the opportunity to interview Melissa about, I think, last month in a
supporting equality event. So, you know, I worked with her, and I was like, okay, so me and you got a little connection through Melissa Morgan.
Right. Yeah, a couple years ago, I got the privilege to open up for her and Melba Moore. She and Melba Moore were on the same bill, and I was privileged to open up for both of them.
Wow.
And you can see those pictures at my website, CurtisHaywood.com.
Okay. And then also, too, some of your accomplishments will also include, you know, BET on Jazz Presents, Jazz Meets Latin, Roy Wilkins Park in NYC. You also won Contemporary Jazz category at the Philadelphia Music Conference and national cable broadcasts such as Sky Angel, Church Channel, and TBN. So, everybody, he's definitely doing it big. Curtis, we thank
any
you so
sexy,
much.
Any sexy, and it's definitely something sexy about a man playing the sax. He's sexy,
uh-oh,
ladies.
Thank you. And I didn't get your names. I all I got was Z Fly. I don't know who
and
Z Fly is.
And me, Miss Gigi.
One and only Miss.
That's Z Fly, and I'm Miss Gigi.
Miss Gigi?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Those are some cool names. But
thank you. Thank you. And then go ahead.
No, I just was reiterating. I appreciate the love.
You're welcome.
You are quite welcome.
You can go anywhere without letting everybody know where they can find Craig Haywood. Where can they find you? Websites and all that good stuff.
It's www. Curtis Haywood. That's my name. CURTIS Haywood.com. JYWOOD.com. The same is Facebook. You know, Facebook.com/CurtisHaywood. Twitter, even though I don't really kind of Twitter as much, I'm still trying to get into that. Facebook is so much more interactive. But I do tweet. And you can purchase the album at Amazon, or you can go to the website, click. It'll take you to either iTunes or Amazon, whether you choose to buy, to bless me and buy the whole album, or just do the one download. Hint, hint. So yeah, I'm also, my album is actually available in Barnes and Nobles. There are certain Barnes and Nobles, the bigger ones that actually sell music. You can go into a Barnes and Nobles, and if it's not physically right there, you can ask them to order it, which obviously, you know, make my numbers look better.
All right, great. You have any upcoming performances coming out?
And also, where can people book you?
My website is everything can be done through my website in terms of phone number and or email or Facebook. You guys sound like you got kind of like a southern thing going on there. Where are you guys located?
Well, I am. I don't know about Miss Gigi, but I am from North Carolina. I'm a really
well, that's real funny that you ask.
Right.
Z-Fly is originally from North Carolina, living in New York, and I am originally from New York, living in North Carolina.
Oh, so y'all pulled a swap on us. Wow.
Right. Well, I see him often.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, I do have some up and coming performances in New York. I'll be in Brooklyn at the Rustic Tavern June 21st, and then I'll have the pleasure of opening up for a smooth jazz guitarist, Chielli Minucci, with the group Special Effects, if any of you have ever heard of that group, on June 30th in New York as well. As far as coming down south, there's an indie soul mixer. I don't know if you guys have kind of tapped into that. There's an indie soul mixer where they have a whole network of indie artists. They just had it up in New York. They're having it in Atlanta. I don't know how far you are from Atlanta, Gigi, but I'm looking to possibly be in Atlanta October 20th. But, you know, again, these dates are all at my website that are easiest to get to, CurtisHaywood.com. And if you hit me on up on Facebook, it is me that would respond, not my manager.
Okay. No, that's good. That's
That's nice to know.
It is. Well, Curtis,
because if you hit me on Facebook, my manager's going to hit you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He'll finally get to you. But, Curtis, we want to thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with us, and we wish you much success in the future on all your endeavors. And we're definitely going to be going to CurtisHaywood.com and see, you know, what's upcoming and what's going on with you.
No, I really do appreciate it, and I expect to see both of you hit me up on Facebook, being that I don't know if you're listed under GG and Z-Fly on Facebook, but definitely both of y'all hit me up on Facebook so I can
I will
keep
definitely
y'all.
Find you and send you a message.
Me as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe. No drinking and driving.
Only alcohol that touched me, these lips are NyQuil, and that's if I'm sick.
Okay.
So,
because they're going to knock you out for real.
No, definitely. Thank you so much
right,
for the
well,
love for
care.
This time.
Yep, take care and good luck with everything.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You, glad I was up.
All right, thank you. All right, y'all, so there you have it. There was your boy, Curtis Haywood, saxophonist, keeping it real hot and fresh always. But coming up, we still have the G-Spot that's going to be really, really hot. There's, you know, crazy, crazy controversial stuff. That's coming up
it's
next.
It's really,
right
really
now.
Hot. It's
uh-huh.
never, never not.
Uh-huh.
It's really hot. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It's never, never not.
Uh-huh. All right, y'all. Get into some of my life, and when we get back, we got a G spot for you. You're Ron Ferris on FLI Radio.
Telling me what to do since I was old enough to walk, old enough to talk. Never let me speak or move, do my own thing. But now I'm growing wiser now, brighter now, a little bit tighter now, and y'all can't hold me down. I know you hate to hear, but things have changed in my life. Wild bus, South Dust, everybody and their mama try to do it. Now you can tell me on a good night if I feel like me and the girls at the club and tell her my life, and I believe it don't affect nobody else but me. Me. I'm sick and tired of folks that wanna come around, claim they gon' get down, but all they wanna do is see me make a wrong move. Yeah, I don't care what you hear in the news, I see what you think.
Do how I want it to do. But right now, I want to keep it real hot and fresh because we is the best. We is the best on Sunday night on Fell Ride Radio. But right now, it's time to get into some of that G-Spot with your girl, Miss GG. Here we go, y'all.
That's right. And this week, I want to know really quickly, how do you feel about President Obama making it okay for same-sex marriage? Now, should I get my opinion first, or should I just go right ahead and get into these topics, to these questions and these tweets and Facebook comments?
Yeah, because, and then, yeah, then get into whatever you want to get into, because we also have a caller as well.
Okay, I have Sharon Bonds, and she says she thinks it's wrong. I have James Harris, and oh my goodness, he's cursing and everything. He got God and the F word in the same sentence. I'm not even going to read it. But basically, everyone is against it. Actually, the word of God, by virtue of Jesus, Matthew 7:1, says, judge not. Obama is following God by not judging. It's up to God to judge, not us. If one is following the word of Jesus, live and live, let God decide what is the sin, okay? The Bible is a roadmap for each of us to follow, not a sledgehammer to pass judgment on others. Thank you very much, Jill Brenneman. Della Cogborn says, he did not make it okay. He did not change any laws. He basically just voiced his opinion. I don't think anything is wrong with it. Okay. Willie Avery says, it's wrong. A same sex is not right to do because God didn't make man for man or woman for woman. It's wrong to agree on the same sex. People just don't know. Whatever. Twitter, would you want to go to the caller first or you want to go to Twitter? Let's go to the caller first.
Yeah, go to the caller. Let's see. Caller, you're keeping it raw and fresh. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I can hear Lady Gigi.
Miss Gigi, all right. Then let me ask you really quickly. How do you feel about President Obama making it okay for same-sex marriage?
Well, I am the Jill Brenneman that had some relatively strong opinions on your Facebook profile. My feeling about that, guys, is that Obama's not passing judgment. Obama is saying, this is how I feel. And I respect people's opinions. I think everybody has different opinions, and that's cool. And we need to respect diversity of opinion. Where I have the real problem is when people break out God and say, God said this. Because God said a lot of things in the Bible. And if someone wants to say, well, I'm going to use the Bible to judge somebody else's life and to impose sanctions and regulations on somebody else's life, then who makes them, who gives them the right to pick and choose which Bible verses they want to go by? I mean,
right.
Leviticus 25:44 says that I may possess slaves, both male and female, provided they are purchased from neighboring nations. So does that mean I can buy somebody from Canada when I'm in Toronto?
Right, exactly.
You know, Exodus 21:7 says, if I want to sell my daughter into slavery, not that I have one, but if I did, well, according to God's word, that's fine. So how much should I charge for? You know, and Leviticus 1:9 says, when I burn a bull on the altar as a sacrifice, I know it creates a pleasing odor for the Lord. Well, so does that mean that I can go to my landlord and say, listen, dude, I'm going to burn a bull in my living room, and that's my religious right? It doesn't.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's absurd.
Well, your Facebook comment basically said it all. You know, actually the word of God, by virtue of Jesus, like you said, Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 says, judge not. So
judge not.
Really appreciate your call, and I thank you so much for your comment. I really appreciate that.
Well, if I can give one more comment, and then I will let you guys go to you. Curtis was awesome. I appreciate your previous guest. I appreciate very much artists that have social consciences, and I Facebook friended him. And second, my feeling about when people say, this is God's word, God is God. If God wants, God doesn't need us to speak for him. If God wants to pass judgment, I mean, there's a lightning bolt with my name on it. If he thinks Jill Brenneman is wrong, he's God. He can do whatever he wants. And to me, we need to let God be the judge, and we need to use the Bible as a roadmap for ourselves to be better people, not to judge others, and to follow the golden rule, to join to others, and to follow Matthew 7:1, do not judge. That's
right,
God
and said. The bottom line to that, what she's saying is we need to live and let God decide what is a sin.
Right.
Yes, because God is God, and I don't believe that someone has the right to say, well, I'm speaking for God. Well, why? That, you know, is God on your Facebook?
Right. Did he actually whisper that in your ear? Right.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's like when God shows up on my Facebook profile, fair enough. But God doesn't talk to me that way. God talks to me through being kind, through being compassionate, through understanding people and cultures and ways of living that don't necessarily reflect me, but that, you know, who am I to judge? As long as someone's not doing harm and we're talking consenting adults, let God judge that. That's the feeling.
Right. All right, Jill, thank you so much, and thank you for your support every week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your comments. This is not the first comment I've ever read from you, so I know that you're an avid follower, and I really, really appreciate that.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Sifle.
Wow. Sometimes you need somebody that, you know, from the outside looking in to just come in and shed some light on things. Like, We are, hello, remember, this world is not our world. This battle is not ours. There's a higher power who is taking care of everything and judging all. So, you know, it really isn't up to us. But I just wanted to know how you felt about the president making it, you know, okay for the same-sex marriage thing, because it was okay in other states, and, you know, for a long time, he, you know, a lot of people were opposed to it, but now it's okay. And I just wanted to know, and boy, am I getting a mouthful. James Harris Jr., I'm going to read your comment. I'm going to try and clean it up, but I'm going to read the comment from Facebook. It says, I feel he can't open his effing mouth to say he's a man of God. Wow. That ish is, it makes me sick to my stomach, how you look at it. I got a son, and stupid MFer like him only makes ish like that seem like it's okay, and it's not. Wow. All right, so he definitely doesn't agree with same-sex marriage. Okay. I did want to, you know, not disrespect him and read his comment, but it's just so much profanity in it that I just had to figure out a way to clean it up. Let's go to Twitter. Juan Luis Chavez says, I'm against any kind or way of discrimination. Respect and freedom to all. Thank you, Juan. The next comment is from I Am Techo. They should suffer just like the rest of us that will be married to the opposite sex. So honestly, I don't care if I'm not marrying them. Laugh out loud. Very, very funny. I Am Techo. I guess, you know, no matter what relationship, opposite sex, same sex, he said he's going to be miserable regardless. Trish says, at I Make Moves, I have gay friends. I'm neutral about the whole thing. People should have the right love, the right to love who they want. Who are they to decide? That's from Trish. And Jane Doe, who you love, Ray Ray, and she says, that ish is gay. Okay, well, thanks, Jane Doe. We know it's gay. We wanted to know how you felt about the gay being united as one. But anyway... World Church, World Number One Church at Soul Direction One says, he can't have my vote. I loved him until that moment. Have you heard of a televangelist comment yet? Our stance is already decided for us. God says it's wrong. As Christians, we must say the same. I can't support him.
Wow.
Okay. Drunk and Naughty says, it's about time. St. Laz at St. Laz says, I think it's all about getting the gay vote and nothing more. Maley at Maley Lynn says, freaking awesome. Sean at College Girl 89 says, it doesn't really bother me because I don't discriminate. There's somebody for everybody. And let me see. I think we have a couple of, wow, we got more. I just scrolled down and it is nonstop. But I'm just going to give a couple more.
Okay.
Broadway Mo says, that's on him, more power to him. Shicey Susie Q says, I don't care one way or another. Hang on a second, I just lost everything. Just disappeared. Everything just disappeared. Where'd it go? But really quickly, my opinion really quickly is love, and it's so much hate and so much, you know, dissension going on in this world. Love is love. Let love live, and just, if that's who you love and who you want to be with and you're happy, then to each his own, as long as you're in love and you're happy. Like, who are you to judge a man for being with a man? And who are you to judge a woman for being with a woman? To each his own, as long as everybody's happy. And I feel like love is love. Doesn't matter what sex it is.
That's what's up. All right.
So, do you have any comments on that, or should I continue on these...
No, I have no comment. I have no comment. I'm on the fence, so no comment. But we do have 5 more minutes of the show. So thank you all for your G-Spot answers. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much for our very special guest. And thank you just for everybody who tunes in each and every week. Wow, that was really a controversial G-spot. So thank you for all that. Go ahead. You have something?
I don't. I'm still reading comments, and they go on and on, and they really should check out your Facebook and your Twitter page where these comments at.
definitely check out facebook.com/realhot. And if you go back in my timeline, you will see the posting and the caller, Jill Brenneman, and another guy, I forgot his name, they were actually going back and forth, and it was a long, long, posting on Facebook. So definitely check that out. You know, my thing is, I don't think I will say is, so if you're going to hate it or dislike it, then dislike all of it. Don't dislike the part and the other part. Because I was reading some of the comments too, and some guy, of course, that was like, if it produces more lesbian porn, then I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? But they hate to see two guys together. My thing is, if you're going to dislike, homosexuality, then you have to dislike all of them. You can choose, like, okay, I like this part about it, but I hate this part about it. Like, if you're going to hate it, you're going to hate it. So that's what I would say. But we are...
I'll be going to some gay marriages this summer. Two snaps in the circle.
But we are limited on time for 4 more minutes. So y'all already know what time is us to keep it in Real Hot and Fresh show on FLY Radio, Blog Talk Radio. We're doing it next week. We are going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you know you ghetto. And once again, I really want to thank Curtis Haywood. We have a new friend of the show that we put up on Facebook and add him. So thank everybody for coming in. Here we go. You feeling good?
I'm still reading comments, cracking up. I'm sorry.
Lord.
I'm ready to find out 10 ways I know I'm ghetto, because
okay.
I know I'm ghetto.
You know, we're going to go ahead and let Ms. Gigi read the comments. We're going to get 10 ways to be ghetto. All right, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next week. But right now, number 10, hell may be in your future. After you done wrong and someone has rebuked you, you don't repent, but you say, well, the Lord knows my heart. You know what? It's something. Continue to do the same sins because the Lord knows your heart. Really? Come on now. Number 9. Get off of the hook on and turn right. Meaning specific. Now, everybody, not pacific. You know, I hate like, well, you know, I ain't trying to be pacific. I know I'm like Pacific, what you mean, Pacific Ocean? Like, what? Pacific Palisades, that old show? What do you mean? It's specific, not pacific, okay? You know what I'm saying? Number 8. You know you a ghetto mess if you have ever said, show me in the Bible where it says, you shall not smoke. But, you know, y'all want to smoke that bad. Y'all better pay attention to smoking commercials, too. You know what I'm saying? These people talking about some holes in the throat and had to get the chest cut open. Y'all better pay attention. Number 7, you might be hanging around your ghetto cousins too long if you pronounce street as street. All right, I'm going to go down the street. You know, give me some chips. You know, y'all want something? I'm going down the street. What y'all want? What's that?
Give me some scrimp.
You know what I'm saying? Number 6, shame or ghetto may come to mind if your favorite part of service is the benediction. Now, you know what? Y'all a shameful mess. Y'all need to, why y'all go to church for? You know, stay at home. Number 5, now, if you're saying, but you're saying, yeah, I need to ask you a question. Oh, what? You know what? You know,
I'm a chop ax.
Right. If any of the following is favorite, Caddy, Gremlin, Hornet, Lincoln, Pacer, Pinto, you a gay pimp, okay? Number 3, if you ever say you look dead, if you ever look dead, looked it. Together. Number 2, you use the word member or of or pertaining to a recollection. Like, you remember that time? Remember, what happened to Reed? Where is the Reed at? And number one, your church might be a little too in tune with the street if you can learn the latest dance moves from the church choir. You know what I'm saying? Let me dig it. Hey, I learned how to dig it in church.
Uh-huh.
The hot, pop, pop and drop. I learned that from church. Hey, hey, the pool palace. I learned from church. Yeah, y'all a little bit in tune with the streets, all right? All right, y'all, we tune in next week for another real hot ghetto show. You know how we do. I'm your boy, Z-Fly, with my girl,
Miss TG, and we're here every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m.
All right, y'all. Peace.